USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's approval rating on the coronavirus pandemic is at 39%. This as the Biden administration is pledging to begin providing a $500 million at-home test kits to Americans for free this month. President Biden says the White House is not stopping there.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional $500 million, additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. That means 1 billion tests in total to meet future demand.
That news comes as it appears the Omicron variant has peaked in the United Kingdom, a promising sign for the United States and other countries that the variant's impact may be brief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust, maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced he wouldn't cooperate with the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol Hill riots that occurred January 6, 2021. McCarthy saying the committee isn't focused on the real issues of the riots on Fox and Friends.
There's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again? But they will not bring forth any of the Sergeant of Arms communication with the Speaker. This is purely an arm of the DCCC going after any of their political opponents. People see it.
He joins Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan in refusing to cooperate with the committee. A key measure of inflation is on the rise. The Producer's Price Index, which measures the prices producers of various goods and services receive, jumped 9.7% last year. That's the biggest increase in a calendar year since 2010. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Uncle Sam is offering big bucks if you join the Army.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid vaccine mandates. The head of the Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have posed significant challenges for recruiters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Republicans are looking to take control of the House and Senate in the midterm elections in November. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas joins Fox News and explains what he thinks Republicans should do if they win the majority of seats in Congress.
It's not enough for Republicans to say that we're about taking back the House or taking back the Senate. We should be about taking back America. And we should give America a 250th birthday in July of 2026 of radical dedication to liberty, radical empowerment of the people.
The NCAA released new COVID-19 guidance for winter sports. The guidance still included COVID-19 vaccination requirements, but also contained a surprising development. It recognized natural immunity from previous COVID-19 infections as providing protection equivalent to a vaccine. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.